Hello, and welcome to another episode of the In Between Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Cheney. And how's everybody doing this evening, this morning, this afternoon, whenever it is you are listening to this? Your commute, your walk, your cooking dinner? I have no idea. Regardless, I hope you're feeling groovy and just doing the most and feeling the best. There we go. Anyways, any updates going on in my world? My life feels boring half the time, but then I remind myself I'm badass and I have a podcast. Like literally 2 hours ago, not so much. I was a wreck. We'll get into that in a second, but let's see here. Starting to buy Christmas gifts. I love that time of year. Just kidding. I get overwhelmed and tell myself I'm only going to spend X amount per person. And then obviously I go over said amount budgeted and then I overthink the gifts I give, but I always hit it on the head. I take my gift giving very seriously. I love giving gifts. It's my favorite. Bonus points if I can figure you out without you telling me directly what you want. Unless it's like practical. Cause like, you know, you always have holes in your socks, holes in your underwear. There we go. Practical gift would be to get you like 2 packs underwear. That's what I did for my husband last year. I'm just kidding. Actually, no, I'm not. I actually did get him underwear because of that. But anyways, I am not trying to, you know, bash on him, but that's exciting. I'm a little bummed at the fact that Reese's has not come out with their holiday Reese's peanut butter brittle cups. Almost said cakes, but that's not what they are. Reese's peanut butter brittle cups that they had last year. They were literally amazing. If you are allowed to eat peanut butter, as in you're not allergic, and you were so lucky to try some last year, weren't they fabulous? And if you didn't, you're missing out. Haven't seen them. Very concerned that they will not be making an appearance because I have been checking the interwebs and I don't see them. So yeah, am I stressed about chocolate? Absolutely, because these things were amazing. So side note, Christmas gifts, yay. Reese's peanut butter brittle cups, nay. That's disappointing. Those are the updates I have for you in my life. So I did get to go to a wedding this weekend for one of my dear friends. We worked together at Plato's Closet way back in the day, back in college, and which, by the way, was one of the coolest, if not the coolest job I had in college. Not just like the job itself, which of course sucked in a lot of parts, but I got a lot of cute clothes for super cheap, but I worked with the coolest people. So side note, but anyways, it was good to see a lot of those people that I hadn't seen in years, but a lot of fun. I wore a leopard dress. I felt spicy. But start a new show with Stan, Sandman, in case you guys have heard of it. Not the song, Sandman, bring me a dream. No, not that. But he is like the god of dreams. I don't know why I'm telling you all this. I just like in my head think that you guys are entertainment, like TV nerds like me and stuff. And you're into this kind of thing. Like, well, whatever Liz watches, it must be good. Not always. I definitely have watched some shit that was not so good. But I'm here for the Sandman. It's very good. Little mythical kind of thing. Not mythical. Why did I say mythical? Like magical? Well, I guess mythical works, but it's not like old school, like The Witcher. Anyways, rambling about the Sandman. Definitely check it out. So let's get into what I kind of like low-key mentioned just a second ago about I was not okay 2 hours ago. Well, since 2 hours ago, don't worry, I've emotionally regulated myself. I'm in a much better place. But 2 hours ago, not so much. Yeah, I'm full of freaking sound effects today. You want to know why? Because I practiced beforehand. Anyways, side note. 2 hours ago. So 2 hours ago, not okay, but it was leading up from just not feeling okay at all the past couple of weeks, months, you know, whatever. I know I've like kind of mentioned it. We always talk about falling off the horse, stumbling on our path, blah, 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 blah. That is life, up and down, blah, blah, blah. Well, here lately, I have really felt like I've been in a lot of valleys, not so many peaks. And to be completely frank with you, it was really weighing on me. It was taking its toll. I was getting annoyed. I was getting frustrated as fuck. I was just, I don't know. I'm fed up. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I'm upset. I'm annoyed. And I just been so negative. I've been in a negative headspace. And I don't necessarily mean like I've been mean and negative people or anything like that. It's just like, honestly, I've been mean to myself. If I'm going to be completely transparent with you, raise your hand if you can identify with that. So I've just been having lots of spiral thoughts, intrusive thoughts, black or white thinking, catastrophic thinking. These are all words my therapist throws at me. But I've just not been groovy. I haven't been grooving. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that I've not been real with you guys. Like, there's the highs and lows, especially when you're in a low or even in a high. But even if you're in an actual valley or on an actual peak, you're still going to have highs and lows because that's life. And I'm not talking about like my depression or thing like that. But at the same time, I've been not feeling myself and I've been getting super frustrated and annoyed and fed up with just being patient and waiting for certain things to happen. And I don't mean like waiting for my life to happen. No, but like there's certain things like you are looking for a home or you're doing this or you're waiting to get engaged. I don't fucking know. Like there's certain life shit that takes time and sometimes it takes more time than you think it's going to or than you realize. And there's different parts to it and there's excitement and there's highs and lows even in the waiting process. And finally, you're just fucking fed up and you're fed up with your patience. And then you're like, oh, fuck, am I just impatient? But no, it's like, all these things start compounding because once one thing in the ripple takes off, it's not too long before the seam's completely undone and boom, you've got a huge rip in your dress. I know, weird metaphor, not quite sure where that started, but hopefully we landed okay. Anyways, what I'm getting to is I have been so, I say pissed off now because I can look back and think I was more pissed off, but honestly, I have just been feeling so many intense emotions. And I don't mean like Hulk status necessarily, but I mean frustrated. Being frustrated, that's an intense emotion if it's like something that you constantly keep feeling. Am I right? Feeling defeated, that constant feeling of feeling defeated. And then on top of being frustrated. And then of course, if you're feeling frustrated that you're defeated, then that's defeating yourself. It's all in your head. I don't know. It gets layered. We can really go there if you think about it. Okay. We go through that row. We go through those emotions. Okay. I am fed up. I feel like there is no longer, or I shouldn't say no longer, but the light at the tunnel is gone. I lost the view. Don't know where the fuck it went. I'm hoping that it's just a cloud or some shit. Deep breath. All this said and done, I have been feeling these intense emotions and then I've been upset with myself that I was feeling them. So then I started beating myself up over the fact that I was frustrated over this or not waiting for that or this or that. And then honestly just gaslighting myself. And that tends to happen when you are in the anxiety spiral, the intrusive thought conundrum, if you will. And because it had been going on for a few weeks, it was starting to really compound. And then, of course, because I was feeling all these intense emotions, these negative emotions mostly, and I was having a hard time feeling more positive and more peppy and more myself, what then happens? Oh, I spiral into thinking, oh shit, my depression's coming back. Here I am thinking I've been on top of my game, this and this. And I don't mean that as a bad thing, but it is really hard losing motivation. And I have felt so unmotivated lately because I'm a very driven person. I try to drive myself, but I'm starting to learn that maybe I drive myself into the ground a little bit. Maybe I do not regulate my emotions when I need to. And I beat myself up so much that it then creates this spiral. And when I say regulate, I don't mean like I'm like, you know, wild and out and screaming and stuff. I mean, I do occasionally scream into oblivion every once a week or so, but hey, no one's called the apartment office yet, so we're fine. I'm just kidding. I really don't, but maybe I do. I'll let you guys think about that. But anyways, where I was going with that, lost my train of thought there. While my scream into oblivion. Oh yes, not that I'm all now, but regulate my emotions in the sense of like also regulating how I talk to myself and not letting my emotions control me and thinking, you know, being very negative and derogatory toward myself, talking to myself in a poor manner. You know, I'm not good enough, or I could have done this, or it's my fault this hasn't happened yet. I need to do this. If I was doing this harder, doing more, spending more time, more focus, blah, 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 more and more, I could be more. And just one, not recognizing when as much as I should, where I am, what I have done, you know, with what the actual situation is, you know, what's going on, not letting my anxiety tell me something different or read it from a different angle in a very negative light. I've just been beating myself up big time. And when you are doing that over and over again, it starts to compound and it starts to drown you a little bit. And I have felt so unmotivated completely. I don't want to do anything. When I say that, I mean, like, I don't want to walk my dog. I don't want to work out or anything. I want to eat a lot. Sure. Maybe not so much healthy food, but things that are easy. I want anything that's no effort. Does that make sense? And so it kind of got my head like, shit, is something going on? Like, what's going, like, am I spiraling into a depression again? And I don't even know what I mean by that, because it's not like it's like a warning sign, or it's not like I need a life vest, but maybe it was just more of me trying to emotionally prepare myself. I don't know how all this works. All I know is when things start to look dark, like, I don't know, it's not my norm. So normally I try to get myself out from under it. You know what I mean? Like, out from under the darkness. But this time I've just been so freaking fed up and yeah, that's really just it. Let's just be honest. Fed up. I wasn't bobbing up as much as I normally do. And I've been talking to my therapist about it a little bit. And I finally said to her, like, I am sick of this, like, yo-yo stick I feel like I'm on with this. What's going on? And, you know, I was doing some self-loathing. I say self-loathing now, and I say that in a self-loathing manner. So I should probably, let me just rephrase that. I was being very negative about myself and being kind of obsessive in my thinking of, oh, just these compound like thoughts, in that this is what's what I'm looking for, like explosive thinking, like, oh, catastrophic thinking, like this is this, and then like me taking an inch and running a mile with it. Does that make sense? Of my own situations. I don't even know if I'm rambling. Hopefully you guys are still following. Anywho, I'm explaining all this, and she's like, you know, this, and I'm explaining this all to her, and I'm like, you know, I needed to record tonight, and now I'm all just so pissed off and angry and upset, and then deep down mad at myself that I got to this point, because I'm in control of my decisions and I'm in control of what happens. And she said, whoa, 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 whoa. First off, why don't you talk about that? Why don't you talk about how you feel? You're upset. There's a lot of people that can relate to that. Being frustrated, having certain expectations, then for them to seemingly blow up in your face. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to be negative. Okay, I'm kidding. But you know what I mean? Where you can't win. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the interview. Oh my God, the interview, whatever, interview myself. Jesus, there's this state of my mental health. Yeah, I am buttoned. I'm having fun with the buttons tonight. All right. But anyways, what I was saying, peaks and valleys. Yes. So been in a valley for a hot minute. It'd be nice to have a peak. And that's what I said to my therapist. Like I'm ready for a peak. And she's like, you're right. You've been in a valley for a minute. And again, I was, you know, like I said earlier, it's not like there's highs and lows already there when you're in a peak or in a valley, but I'm just over being in a valley. So I'm here, my fellow podcast listeners, my fellow friends, because I think we're all friends. I mean, I each week am try to be honest and open, and not that I feel like I'm hiding anything, but I'm sure I will get more open as I get better at this whole podcasting thing. But I just wanted to share. Have you ever had your expectations blown? Have you ever been disappointed? Have you ever been let down? Have you ever been annoyed as fuck that things take forever to get figured out? Adulting is half just figuring things out as you go and half waiting for things to happen. I'm sure you all can relate. And honestly, it feels good knowing that I'm not alone. But anyways, she mentions to me, like she said, suggests like you could talk about that being this, you know, upset and whatever on the podcast. And of course, in the moment, I was like, why? I'm so negative. All I'll say to them is just like, fuck the world and put my middle finger in the air. That's not, you know, motivating. That doesn't have a solution. And not that I expect to always have a solution to all the problems, but you know what I mean? I do like talking about this kind of stuff. And she said, honestly, if you think about it, I'm sure it'll come to you. Well, whatever. I get done with my session. I was upset. I was emotional. I was just, God, trying to forgive myself. Like, forgive myself for just, like, beating myself up and trying to give myself a break. You know, throw the dog a bone. I'm the dog in the situation. So I was like, all right, Stan, let's go walk Luna, because we, you know, try to walk Luna every night. Not, you know, but we do. We walk her every night. 2 miles, at least. 2 to 3 miles. And so we're going on a nice walk, and you guys know I'm weird. I like the cold. So we're all bundled up, and we're walking down with all the leaves crunching, and it was just really nice. And we're just having a conversation about all the things. And I'm talking about some of the things I talked about in therapy, just like all the stuff going on in my life that's got me, you know, jeeping, got me bugging, so to speak. And by the time we got back, I was in such a better mood. I felt relaxed. I felt a little bit more grounded, a little less like a Tasmanian devil all over the place. I felt more peace, more calm. And part of that is I finally kind of got some things off my chest with my therapist that I've been holding on to. And whenever there's negative emotions involved, like negative thinkings, you know, intrusive thoughts, especially like if, at least for me, if I'm beating myself up, I'm not always going to be open about that because I'm in my head, like ashamed of it. Like I'm guilt, like, and I don't necessarily mean it's anything major, but it's like, if I'm feeling guilty or mad at myself, like, oh, you could be doing this or you could be doing better at this or this. It's like, I feel ashamed. Like I should be doing better. I'm ashamed. I'm not doing better. Whatever that situation may be. Okay. So I was very open with my negativity because also my therapist is great and always points out when I'm being like that. So I've been hella negative. So I kind of didn't want to be honest about it. But once I started talking about it, good Lord, it was so, so great. It was so like, I felt so free. I felt weightless. I felt like this rock had been kind of moved off my chest, regardless of the fact that I was still bugging and a little bit more wild now. So as I'm walking with my husband, a nice cold evening air with our pup, I'm recognizing, oh, okay, I feel a little bit better getting off my chest. Let me talk about this with Stan a little bit. Let me kind of process my emotions, because one thing that my therapist kept saying is like, you always bounce back. These are not permanent thoughts. You don't need to be worried that they are turning into it, a more permanent state, emotional state. Because what you're doing is you're taking all these things and you're compounding them so they spiral and they hit you. So you're just constantly getting beat up with something. And you know what? You're right. If you continue to do that and walk that path, it is going to overwhelm you and weigh you down to the point that you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. You do hit that rock bottom. So I told my anxiety, shut the fuck up. So I'm walking around in this nice air, the nice cold air. And I think, okay, let me listen to what my therapist, this woman I pay money to, that tells me how to not feel the things I feel all the time. Let me think about what she said. She's right. I do bounce back. Let me go back. Let me rethink like all the good things. And let me see if I can kind of reshift some of these thoughts and the ones that are leading to the real bad spirals. I regulated my emotions. I went for a walk, grounded myself, being outside. I regulated myself. And here I was starting to think I was a joke, a poser to you all, because last week I had Liz's tips for self-care. And then here I am losing my noodle. And then I'm like, oh, I'm such a poser. But then I guess what? Took a page from Liz's book and did some emotional regulation. So I went for a walk. I grounded myself. I love the cold. So that was a plus one for, you know, a plus for me. But I grounded myself. I, you know, got to smell the fresh fall air, hear the crunch of the leaves under my feet, walk with my husband, hold his hand, have our pup follow us. I just got to be in my zone, in my space with my people. Then I worked on reshifting some of my thought spirals, thinking, okay, let me listen to what my therapist said. Let me view that a little differently. Let me talk to myself a little bit differently on this one. Also, you know, taking again some more advice of my own book. And on that note, talking to somebody, talking to my therapist. I know not everybody has that option, but if there's somebody in your life, doesn't have to be a parent, a sibling, a friend, there's somebody, a coworker maybe, if you have a good relationship with, make sure they're emotionally available to handle your conversation, but then go for it. Talk. It feels so, it's not just feels good to get that off your chest, but you'd be surprised, or, you know, you never know when the other person actually offers some insight or advice that, I don't know, helps you. Hello, therapy. But also, you know, there's other people that help me out. But anyways, talking, getting that out. By the time I came back, I was sitting on our couch thinking, okay, I'm obviously a lot more cool since we went for, you know, before we left for our walk, and I was just raging, all, you know, raging inside. Before we went on our walk, and I was just, you know, very emotional. And then I thought about the episode and thought about, okay, well, I definitely want to talk about these feelings, these intense emotions, like when they do spiral and compound you, and then boom, you before you realize that you're glued in the dirt and you're like, shit, how the hell do I get out of it? I'm in the mud. It's hardening up. It's like quicksand, but I can't move. And then it hit me. I was like, wow, I just emotionally regulated myself. And I did that. And by the time I came back, I told myself, you know what, Liz? You don't give up. You're not going to give up. You may need a break here and there. And a break may be an hour. A break may be a day. A break may be a week. And maybe other things need breaks, longer periods of time. Like right now, we're trying to focus on a few other things and we're waiting for the new year to look for a house. Okay, that's a break. Ooh, cringe, but that's a break. I can deal with it because I'm not going to give up and neither are you. So if you're having a friggin' week, if you're having a friggin' month, if you're having a friggin' year, couple years, I don't friggin' know. Maybe it just started 5 minutes ago. You're just having a row, having a moment. Do not give up. You're not going to give up. Emotionally regulate, take a deep breath, go for a walk. I know these are some simple things. Maybe your situation is a little bit more intense, but hey, guess what? There are other resources out there. We can work together. We'll figure them out. But I'm just saying, do not give up. Circumstances can change. Gosh, in a moment, it's crazy how much anything could change in the second. But then there's times when shit has to take for friggin' ever and you have to deal and cope with it. And guess what? My therapist told me tonight, I'm allowed to have my patience run out. She's like, it's okay. That doesn't make you a bad person. You just need to reset and allow it to fill back up again. And I went, what? Because my whole life, I was always told I was too impatient because I was a Taurus, whatever the hell that means. And so I kind of felt guilty for always feeling like I was impatient or something. So here I am being validated that my patience had run out. It's okay that it's run thin. It's okay that it's run out. I can be frustrated because part of like what led to the frustration is just, you know, my patience, my time, tick tock, I'm over it, right? And not only was it okay to feel that way, it could recharge. And these feelings aren't permanent. And of course, duh, I know that's the case. But breaking it down like that and thinking, it helped with my emotional regulation. It almost was like I felt free going on that walk, knowing that it was okay that my patience had run out in that span. My patience bar, depleted. All right, so everyone's playing video games. You got to take a little bit of time to get the health to repopulate. Well, my patience needs to repopulate, and then I'll go back at it again. And don't worry, I will get into all the details of all the things I'm talking about in the background of this stuff, but I'm trying to talk about it also from just a more objective view of like the emotional aspect of like processing the emotions and whatever you're feeling and in getting through the other side. Because guess what? We don't give up. So I'll be honest, 2.5 hours ago, I thought, oh shit, what the hell am I going to talk about? I am so not in the best mood to host a podcast. I emotionally regulated. And I came to a much better place, a much more grounded place. I feel a little bit less banshee and more, you know what? I am Elizabeth fucking Cheney and I do not give up. I got this and I'm going to take the time that I need to reset because guess what? Once that patience bar is filled back up, ding, 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 she's back in the race. Plus, I have a lot of exciting things coming up. I will be having one of my friends on the podcast who is the host or one of the hosts of the Real Hauntings podcast. For those who don't know, I have been a guest and guest host a couple of times at this point on the Real Hauntings. So Noah Daniels is going to come join me and joining me in the in-between. So that's exciting. I got other few interviews cooking and I cannot wait to share them all with you. And again, don't forget, we're getting towards the end of the year and we're going to have our goals review. So think about all the things that you wanted to accomplish or you're planning to accomplish for 2023. Think about all the badass things you've accomplished 2022, looking back, all the things you've learned, what you can do differently. Yeah, maybe we should make an activity of it. Ooh, there's an idea. Raise your hand if you'd be into that. Let me know on the social medias if you would want to make some content around, I don't know, some vision boards. Ooh, maybe some goal planning. Ooh, some confidence building. Oh, talking my language. I don't know, some self-love. Okay, I'm wilding out. I think I need to go eat dinner. I'm famished. But anyways, I love you all. Thank you all for listening to today's episode. I know it was a journey, an emotional one at that, but we got there to the end. And guess what? We are better for it and we're badass. So guess what? It is perfectly okay to be feisty and pissed off and fed up and frustrated and just over it. And just your patience, it's run out. And it's also okay to recognize that, take a moment for yourself, reset, whether a moment is a day, a week, a weekend, whatever the break it is that you need, and remind yourself, I got this. I always bounce back because I believe in myself and I will bet on myself to the end of freaking time, baby. Hell yeah. So that's all she wrote for today's episode. You know what the normal spiel is. If you haven't done so already, come follow me on Instagram, in.betweenpod, pod as in podcast, P-O-D, and then follow me on TikTok at the In Between Podcast. I'll be completely transparent, not so active on that platform, but maybe one day when I truly have all of the shits all together, I will be on all the platforms. But regardless, checking on Insta, you know, that's where real real is. Okay. And if you haven't done so already, please leave me a rating on anywhere you listen to your podcasts. That'd be great. It helps me show up in all the places and I appreciate it. Appreciate you. Anyways, I hope you all have a fabulous rest of your week, rest of your month, whatever it is, whenever you're listening. And if I don't talk to you beforehand, which don't worry, you will. Happy Thanksgiving and let the festivities begin. Thank you for listening to the In Between Podcast. I'm Elizabeth Genie. Have a wonderful night, everyone.